The ERA is the Equal Rights Amendment, which would give everyone, regardless of gender, the constitutional guarantee of all the rights applying to them. And so, obviously, that would give guaranteed equal rights to males and females. 37 of the necessary 38 states have already ratified the ERA. And a bunch of us in Florida, a whole bunch of us, are working to make Florida the 38th.
How does that happen in Florida?
Actually, our state legislature would have to vote to ratify the ERA. Again, you know, that's happened in 37 states. Now, another barrier is the fact that the deadline for that ratification has passed. So in addition to a 38th state being needed, we also will have to get Congress to extend that deadline so that all of those previous ratifications will still count.
The U.S. Senate has majority Republican, and it's also majority male, as usual. The Florida Senate and House and governor are all majority male and majority Republican or Republican. How do you think that you could overcome that barrier?
Well, we do not see this as a partisan issue. The Republican Party has plenty of women in it who believe that they should have the rights, and in fact, they should have the same rights as their male counterparts. In other states, this has not been a partisan thing. So we feel strongly that we need to reach the hearts and minds of these Republican leaders that you're mentioning in Tallahassee and in D.C., and convince them that what's good for women is what's good for families, it's what's good for our economy, and that it's in their best interest.
You're rallying on Monday.
He is the Senate president in the Florida legislature, and he's a key leader. He's also a Republican. So we really are hoping that women of all parties will come and talk, you know, and have a presence there, be visible to show him that this is something that's really important to 50% of Floridians that will have impact on us as women. So we are going to Bradenton to his home office because we hope that he'll be there, he'll see us, and we'll influence him. And why Monday is because it is Women's Equality Day. That's always on August 26th. It's the anniversary of women no longer being discriminated against in the voting booth. It gave many women, most especially white women, the right to vote. And this is the 99th anniversary of that day. So we thought there was no better time than that to also be pushing for ratification of the ERA. In fact, our event here in Tampa Bay is in Bradenton outside Senator Galvano's office, but there are also other events happening around the state at the offices of other key legislative leaders. We are really, really focused. We're trying to, you know, really rally the numbers to get to Bradenton. The other events are in Hialeah, or Naples, Longwood, and Tallahassee.
Is there anything else that people should know about the ERA?
The fact is the ERA doesn't actually state anything about women specifically. It's gender neutral. It says equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the U.S. or by any state on account of sex. And I really think that's very American, and I think that is what most people think. In fact, polls have shown that it is very, very popular across the United States. 94% of Americans support the amendment guaranteeing equal rights for men and women. You know, in fact, most people already think the Constitution has that guarantee, which it doesn't. But we're excited, we're fired up, and we hope folks will join us on Monday in Bradenton at 11 a.m.